How to influence people without formal authority. In today's collaborative and cross-functional work environments, the ability to influence others without relying on formal authority has become an essential skill. Whether you're a project manager coordinating across departments, an individual contributor championing a new initiative, or a team member seeking buy-in for your ideas, your success increasingly depends on how effectively you can persuade and mobilize others who don't directly report to you. This shift toward influence-based leadership reflects the changing nature of organizations themselves. Hierarchical structures are flattening, remote work is increasing, and agile methodologies require flexible collaboration rather than rigid command and control approaches. Research shows that professionals who master the art of influencing without authority not only achieve better results but also advance more quickly in their careers. They're seen as effective problem solvers who can navigate complex organizational dynamics and deliver outcomes regardless of their position on the org chart. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore the psychology, strategies, and practical techniques for developing this crucial leadership capability. You'll learn how to build the personal credibility and relationships that serve as the foundation for influence, master communication approaches that inspire action, and implement tactical methods for overcoming resistance and driving positive change, all without formal positional power. The psychology of influence, understanding what drives people. At its core, influence without authority is about understanding human psychology and motivation. Before you can effectively persuade others, you need to comprehend what drives their decisions and behaviors. Several fundamental psychological principles underpin successful influence. Reciprocity: people naturally feel obligated to return favors. When you genuinely help others with their priorities and challenges, they become significantly more likely to support your initiatives. This isn't about transactional scorekeeping, but rather about creating a culture of mutual support that benefits everyone involved. Social proof: we look to others for cues about how to think and behave, especially in ambiguous situations. Demonstrating that respected colleagues or leaders support your idea can dramatically increase its appeal to others. As many experienced product managers have discovered, gaining the initial support of respected team members can create momentum that makes wider adoption much easier. Loss aversion: people are typically more motivated to avoid losses than to achieve equivalent gains. Framing your proposals in terms of preventing missed opportunities or addressing risks can often be more persuasive than focusing exclusively on positive outcomes. Autonomy: everyone values their sense of agency and self-determination. Influence attempts that feel controlling or manipulative typically backfire, while approaches that respect others' autonomy and invite participation tend to succeed. People want to feel they're making their own choices rather than being directed. Purpose and meaning: humans are motivated by contributing to something larger than themselves. Connecting your proposals to meaningful organizational goals, values, or personal development opportunities makes them significantly more compelling than presenting them as isolated tasks. Building the foundation: credibility, relationships, and trust. Before specific influence tactics can succeed, you need a strong foundation of personal credibility and authentic relationships. Harvard Business School research indicates that influence without authority depends primarily on the trust and professional respect you've established. Here's how to build this essential foundation. Develop and demonstrate expertise. Become genuinely knowledgeable in your domain. People naturally follow those they respect for their competence and insights. This doesn't mean you need to know everything. Authentic expertise includes recognizing the limits of your knowledge and knowing when to bring in others with complementary skills. Consistently deliver results. Nothing builds credibility faster than a track record of keeping commitments and producing quality outcomes. Be meticulous about following through on promises, meeting deadlines, and maintaining high standards in your work. When people know they can rely on you, they become much more receptive to your ideas and requests. Cultivate genuine relationships. Effective influence flows through authentic connections. Take time to understand your colleagues as whole people with unique perspectives, priorities, and motivations. Listen deeply to their concerns and aspirations. Remember details about their projects and personal interests. These investments in relationship building create the goodwill and mutual understanding that make influence possible. Practice empathetic understanding. Before attempting to influence others, strive to truly understand their viewpoint. What priorities drive their decisions? What pressures do they face? What metrics define success for them? This empathetic approach not only provides crucial information for crafting your influence strategy but also demonstrates respect that builds trust. Maintain integrity and fairness. Be consistent in your values and transparent in your communications. Nothing destroys influence faster than being perceived as manipulative or selfing. Make sure your influence attempts align with organizational goals and benefit the people involved, not just your own agenda. Communication techniques for persuasive influence. Once you've built a foundation of credibility and relationships, your communication approach becomes the vehicle for exercising influence. These techniques can dramatically increase your persuasive impact. Lead with listening, begin influence conversations by asking questions and genuinely absorbing what others share. This accomplishes several crucial objectives. It provides information you need for effective persuasion, demonstrates respect, builds rapport, and allows you to frame your proposals in terms that resonate with others' priorities. Frame in terms of shared goals, always connect your proposals to objectives that matter to your audience. Warden leadership experts emphasize that the most effective influencers consistently frame their ideas in terms of organizational priorities and the specific goals of key stakeholders. This isn't manipulation, it's about finding genuine alignment between your objectives and others' priorities. Use story and concrete examples, abstract concepts rarely inspire action. Transform your ideas into compelling narratives with concrete examples that help others visualize the benefits. Stories engage both emotion and reason, making them powerful tools for influence. Consider using case studies, analogies, or scenarios that make your proposal vivid and relatable. Articulate clear benefits, be explicit about how your proposal helps others achieve their goals or solve their problems. The most persuasive benefits address both organizational needs, efficiency, quality, cost reduction, and personal motivations, professional development, recognition, work satisfaction. Acknowledge concerns proactively, demonstrate that you've thought through potential objections or challenges. This shows respect for others' perspectives and builds credibility. Often, addressing concerns directly diffuses resistance more effectively than focusing exclusively on benefits. Choose the right communication channel. Consider whether your influence attempt is best conducted in person, via video call, through email, or in another format. Complex or potentially sensitive topics generally benefit from richer communication channels that allow for immediate feedback and nonverbal cues. Strategic approaches to influence without authority. Beyond communication techniques, several strategic approaches can enhance your influence effectiveness. Build coalitions, identify and enlist supporters who can amplify your message and provide social proof. Start with those most likely to see value in your proposal, then leverage their support to reach others. A network of advocates is almost always more persuasive than a single voice. Exchange value, look for opportunities to create mutual benefit through collaboration. How can you help others achieve their goals while advancing your own priorities? This principle of reciprocity creates sustainable influence relationships rather than transactional exchanges. Pilot and demonstrate, when possible. Start with small-scale implementations that prove your concept works. Tangible results are more persuasive than theoretical benefits. These pilot efforts can also help you refine your approach based on real-world feedback before seeking broader adoption. Leverage social networks, map the informal influence networks in your organization. Understanding who influences whom allows you to engage key opinion leaders whose support can create cascading adoption of your ideas. Effective influencers recognize that organizational charts rarely capture the true pathways of influence that exist in most organizations. Create involvement and ownership, invite potential stakeholders into your planning process early. People support what they help create. By involving others in shaping your initiative, you not only improve it with diverse perspectives but also build commitment through psychological ownership. Establish credibility benchmarks, use data, research, and expert opinions to strengthen your position. Third-party validation adds objectivity that makes your proposals more persuasive than assertions based solely on personal opinion. Overcoming resistance and objections. Even with strong foundations and skilled communication, you'll inevitably encounter resistance. Here's how to address it effectively. Distinguish between different types of resistance. Some objections are based on legitimate concerns about resources, timing, or approach. Others may stem from misunderstandings, past experiences, or interpersonal dynamics. Recognizing the true source of resistance allows you to address it appropriately. Listen deeply to objections. When someone resists your idea, your first response should be curiosity rather than defense. Ask questions to understand their perspective fully. Often, the presenting objection isn't the real concern, and only through patient listening will you uncover the actual issue. Find areas of agreement. Begin your response by acknowledging points of agreement before addressing differences. This creates a collaborative tone rather than an adversarial one. It also helps the other person feel heard and respected, making them more open to your perspective. Reframe objections as problems to solve together, transform resistance from an obstacle into an opportunity for collaboration. That's an important concern. How might we address that while still achieving our core objectives? This approach engages the other person in problem solving rather than opposition. Adjust scope or timing. Sometimes the path to eventual acceptance requires compromising on implementation details. Consider whether a phased approach, a modified scope, or a different timeline might address valid concerns while preserving your core objectives. Know when to pause. If resistance remains strong despite your best efforts, it may be wise to temporarily step back. This gives others time to process information, allows you to gather more supporting evidence, and prevents your influence attempt from becoming a contentious issue that damages relationships. Real-world applications, when influence without authority matters most. The strategies we've discussed apply across various professional scenarios. Here are some common situations where influence without authority is particularly crucial. Cross-functional projects, when coordinating work across departments or teams, you typically lack direct authority over many contributors. Success depends on creating shared purpose, demonstrating mutual benefit, and building a coalition of supporters across organizational boundaries. Driving organizational change, significant changes require buy-in at multiple levels. Even senior leaders need to influence peers, other departments, and sometimes their own managers. Building broad support requires addressing both rational arguments, ROI, strategic alignment, and emotional factors, concerns about disruption, identity, and competence. Upward influence, persuading those above you in the organizational hierarchy requires particular thoughtfulness. Focus on connecting your proposals to their strategic priorities, acknowledging constraints they face, and presenting well-researched options rather than problems without solutions. Peer leadership, working effectively with colleagues at your level often requires influence rather than direction. Respect for each other's domains, transparent communication about shared dependencies, and a focus on mutual success are essential. Leading external partners, when working with vendors, clients, or collaborators from other organizations, contractual agreements provide only a framework. Real results come from building trust, demonstrating mutual value, and creating a shared vision of success. Measuring your influence effectiveness. How do you know if your influence efforts are working? Consider these indicators. Implementation of ideas. The most obvious measure is whether your proposals are adopted and implemented. However, this binary outcome doesn't tell the whole story. Quality of engagement. Are people actively contributing to discussions about your ideas? Even constructive criticism indicates engagement, while silence often signals lack of buy-in or interest. Proactive support. Do others advocate for your ideas when you're not present? This ripple effect indicates strong influence that extends beyond direct interactions. Invitation to participate. Are you increasingly invited into discussions and decision processes? This suggests growing recognition of your value and perspective. Expanded network. Is your circle of collaborative relationships growing? Effective influencers continuously expand their network of mutually beneficial connections. Feedback on approach. Regular, honest feedback about your influence style helps you refine your approach. Leadership experts recommend periodically asking trusted colleagues how you could be more effective in your collaborative efforts. Common pitfalls in influence without authority. As you develop your influence skills, watch for these common mistakes. Over-relying on logical arguments. While rational cases are necessary, they're rarely sufficient. Effective influence addresses both logical and emotional aspects of decision-making. Neglecting relationship foundations, trying to influence before building trust and understanding typically fails. Invest in relationships before expecting significant influence. Using a one-size-fits-all approach, different people and situations require different influence strategies. What works with analytical colleagues may fall flat with more intuitive or relationship-oriented peers. Pushing too hard, persistence is important, but aggressive pressure typically creates resistance. Respect others' autonomy and timing in the decision process. Taking resistance personally, when others don't immediately accept your ideas, it rarely reflects on you personally. Maintaining emotional equilibrium helps you respond constructively rather than defensively. Focusing only on short-term wins, building influence is a long-term investment. Sometimes the best strategy is to support others' priorities now to build goodwill for future collaboration. Developing influence as an ongoing practice. The most effective influencers view influence not as a tactical tool to be deployed occasionally but as a fundamental leadership approach that they cultivate continuously. Leadership development research shows that influence skills grow primarily through intentional practice and reflection. Consider keeping an influence journal where you document approaches you've tried, responses you've received, and insights you've gained. Regularly reflect on questions like, what worked well in this situation? What could I have done differently? How did the other person seem to perceive my approach? What have I learned about this particular stakeholder's priorities and communication style? Seek mentorship from those who excel at influence without authority. Observe how they build relationships, frame proposals, and navigate organizational dynamics. Most accomplished influencers are happy to share their insights when approached with genuine curiosity. Finally, remember that authentic influence is always mutual. The most effective influencers remain open to being influenced themselves. By genuinely considering others' perspectives and being willing to adapt your own thinking, you demonstrate the intellectual humility and collaborative spirit that make sustainable influence possible. Conclusion. As organizations continue to evolve toward flatter, more collaborative structures, the ability to influence without formal authority will only become more valuable. Those who master this essential leadership skill will be able to drive positive change, coordinate complex initiatives, and build the coalitions necessary to solve increasingly multifaceted problems. The good news is that influence skills can be developed through conscious practice and reflection. By building strong foundations of credibility and relationships, mastering persuasive communication techniques, implementing strategic influence approaches, and learning to constructively address resistance, you can dramatically increase your impact regardless of your formal position. In the end, influence without authority isn't about manipulating others or accumulating personal power. It's about creating the conditions where good ideas can flourish, collaborative work can thrive, and organizations can adapt and innovate. By developing these crucial capabilities, you position yourself not just for individual success but for meaningful contribution to your team, organization, and professional community.